Hi, my name is Jose Miguel Barrela, and in this video we'll show you how to use OpenVPN to transport broadcast and multicast traffic across Azure VMs. So I have three VMs that I previously created via the portal, and as you can see, the three of them have private IP addresses in the 10.1 network, and all of them can talk to each other. I can ping 5 and 6 from 4, however, they cannot transport broadcast, and I'll show that in a minute. So to make things a little bit simpler, I'm going to use one of these multiple SSH tools out there that can parallelize or at least serialize multiple SSH commands across VMs. And I'm going to create an ips.txt file that already has the three IP addresses of the three VMs that I have. Next step is I'm going to make sure I don't have any previous SSH keys. I'm going to create a key pair for my local user. And then for host in is going to go through all of the machines here. I'm going to copy my public key. And I have to type in the password for the three VMs that this is copying over, including the local VM. And so essentially what I've done now is I can SSH into each one of these VMs without typing in the password. So this is going to make things simpler. So the way this tool works, I'm just going to pass it the list of IPs, and I'm going to run, for example, hostname. And so it's going to run hostname across all three VMs. And so this is just to make things simpler. And to make it even more simple, I can just put this into an alias. C stands for command. It's going to be the command that I'm going to run. So I now just do run hostname. And this is going to happen across all three VMs. All right, so software that we need is OpenVPN. We're going to use that across all three VMs. And SOCAT. So I'm going to use apt-get to install SOCAT and OpenVPN across all three the VMs. This is going to take a few minutes, and then after that I'm going to show you why broadcasting is not working across the existing virtual network. So these three VMs have been deployed to the same resource group, and they're using the same subnet of the same virtual network. So essentially what Azure does is it assigns a public IP address to each one of them. That's how I SSH'd in. But the first Ethernet interface on the Linux VMs has a private IP address which corresponds to the subnet of the virtual network that has been selected, and so they can communicate. However, broadcast and multicast is not transported due to security reasons, and this is common across cloud providers. So what we'll do now is in VM number 2, I'm going to just run netcat port 9999 UDP listening, and then same thing for the for the third one. And then from the first one, I'm just going to run, we're going to connect to National Institute of Standards and Technology. I'm going to get time. This is TCP port 13. Then I'm going to send this over UDP to the second VM, port 9999. So this will get one packet from NIST, and it's going to send it to VM number 2, as you can see here. And I can do this now with VM number 3, just changing the IP. If I go here, I got my time. Now, what happens if I go to my interface and I have this broadcast IP here? If I use that, and essentially I have to pass not just the address, but I have to pass the broadcast flag. So if I do this, nothing happened in either one of the two VMs. So I just got the previous time, not the last one that I got. So this is where we're going to change. So let's get started. We're going to use the sample files from OpenVPN. So these are in Unix System Resources shared documentation OpenVPN examples. So I have sample config files. I also have sample keys. So I'm going to use them. So this is going to be the server. So I'm just going to call this tonton.conf. So done. Now I have a file based on the samples. I also want to get the keys, and obviously this config file is going to be different in the clients, but I'm going to get to that in a second. So for now, I'm just going to run, and again, this is going to run across all the VMs. I'm going to copy the sample keys to my VPN folder. All right, so this is going to run across all three. And I am also going to make sure I unzip the server certificate, which for some reason ships compressed. So I'm doing that now. All right. And I don't need it anymore for this. Let's just get started with the config file. So let's open the one from the server. First thing I'm going to need to do here is I need to change the device. Now it's using ton, and I'm going to need to use tab, because this is what's going to give me broadcast functionality. So let's change that and command the other line. And also I want to make sure that I can do client-to-client communication, that each one of the clients can talk to each other, not just to the server. So that's all the changes here. I'm going to save the file and close it. Now let's go to the clients. This is client number one. The file that I need here is different. I need from sample config files client.conf, but let's gonna call it tonton as well. And let's gonna edit this file. So a couple changes here. First one is I need to specify the IP address for my server. This is going to be 10.104. This is the one that's assigned by Azure. And I need to change from ton to tap. So I'm going to change this right here. All right. I need to also generate keys for this. I'm using the default keys for server, but because I'm going to have two clients, I need to make sure that their certificates are different, so I'm going to generate them both. So first I'm going to generate a key for this, and then I'm going to generate a new certificate request. And here I'm just going to make sure that this question, common name, I'm going to type in the host name. If I don't do that, or if I choose the same for the two VMs, I'm going to have to uncomment another directive on the config file for a server, and I'm just lazy, so I'm not doing it now. And now I'm going to just sign this certificate with the CA that I took from the sample files. Again, for production, you're going to want to bring your own PKI for this. And then I'm going to give this a number, let's say 02. And the certificate's gonna be here. Right. Let's do that in the second VM. So again, I want to make sure I am taking the sample file from config files, the one that is client. That's the one that I need. Let's make sure that we change the device from tab to ton, and that we specify the IP address for the server in remote. Going to be 10.104. All right. Then let's gonna generate the keys. First is the client key. Then there's the certificate request. And again, let's make sure that common name is 02 in this case. Stands for the second client. And then that should work. All right. Now let's go back to my server, and now let's just run service OpenVPN start. So this is going to start VPN across all three VMs, server role for this VM, and client role for the other two. All right. Looks like it worked. It's going to take a few seconds to get it all connected. So as you can see, there's a tab 0 device here with 10.8.0.1 in my server. And I should have a 0.4 in my first client and a 0.8 on my second. And I can just, for example, ping the server, ping the other client. It all works. So now what just happened is that As you can see, this interface also has a broadcast address, and this broadcast address now I can use. So to do that, I'm going to just start Netcat again. Netcat. And then let's use SoCat, but now let's use. There you go. So I'm using SoCat to connect to NIST, and I'm sending this to 10.8.0.255, which is the OpenVPN broadcast address. So this should grab one time from NIST, send it to client number one, send it to client number two. So this is how you use OpenVPN to essentially tunnel broadcast over unicast across Azure VMs. I also show you a couple tricks on SSH and running multiple commands, and you can use this and tools like SoCat and SMC Route and others to also do multicast traffic. So this is how you do broadcast traffic over unicast using OpenVPN in Linux VMs in Azure. Thanks.